Thank you. We had a really interesting discussion, and I'll be very quick, sum up. The importance of Paris principles to an NHRI includes that it can defend the NHRI against government, particularly a government who might want to meddle. So one can use the Paris principles for leverage and to give yourself credibility. It also reinforces independence, and you can insist on your independence being respected both in practice and theory. The appointments process that's mandated by the Paris principles has helped a lot of the NHRIs in our group. They've been able to go back to government and say that the process needs to change, and that has improved the independence and the credibility of the organization. It also helps with the appearance of independence and credibility, so you can have independence, but being able to be accredited by an organization which has worldwide respectability helps your own credibility at home. Paris principles have enabled a lot more lived experience to be brought into its consultation processes and enables people to participate better, and that's improved the NHRIs. It has created structure and discipline, aids collaboration and partnership. In terms of challenge, we had quite a few challenges. All of us, I think, had experienced some budget pressures, but in different ways, leading to lack of capacity. And because of the broad mandate, it can also, that comes with the downside that sometimes you've so many things you need to focus on, you're not quite sure what to focus on first. Sometimes there's an issue, you have to be able to decide what to choose to focus on, when to fight and when to move on to the next topic, which can be quite a challenge, certainly for leaders of NHRIs. We also talked about in diverse nations where there are different religious groups, different beliefs, different cultural rights, some of which might be competing. How do you work out which right trumps another, and to what extent do you allow a margin of appreciation for cultural practices? That can be quite challenging for the NHRI. We spoke specifically in terms of one or two nations where Sharia law applied to some jurisdictions, and one NHRI applied in relation to some criminal law rules. Yes, how best to use your powers to persuade, should there be a power to sanction government within each NHRI? Is that something that needs to be expanded beyond the Paris principles, that we need to be actually be able to force government to respond to our advice? We also talked about the challenge of the regression of rights. All NHRIs had experienced some regression of rights in some areas, and certainly there were a number of us that commented on regression of rights for certain minority groups like LGBTI and in relation to abortion services and reproductive health, etc. It can be difficult to depoliticize human rights, but adherence to Paris principles also enables us to keep politics out of it, and it guides us as to how to keep politics out of it. We thought it was important to use any opportunity to demonstrate the value of human rights. And it was important to make states understand why it was important for them as well as for their citizens, so that they benefited as well as citizens. We all saw great value in being members of GANRI, not least sharing experiences. It's nice to know you're not alone, that somebody else has experienced same challenges and threats that you have. Certainly an opportunity to learn and to share some of your own best practice. The sense of support and camaraderie was very important, and to be able to compare and contrast how people do things differently and take that back home and maybe think about changing your own practices. We wondered about the power to litigate in our own names, whether that should be one of the principles, one of the Paris principles, whether an NHRI should be able to take own motion cases, and how accreditation in itself, working towards accreditation, and then also to keeping accreditation, imposes real discipline and keeps an NHRI honest, and as I said, can keep the government honest. I think one last challenge that we didn't have an answer to was what happens when governments don't behave as they should and NHRIs are under threat. What can GANRI do to help an individual NHRI? And my group very kindly offered support to the Northern Ireland Human Rights Institution, and we were wondering how we can turn that into something more concrete.